dun, 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 dun.
It's after midnight and she's on your phone waiting. Come on, cause she's alright. No, I could tell it's your ex by your tongue. Why is she coming after so long? Tell me, what is it that you want? Tell me, what is it that you need? Did she hear about the business? Is that she even want for me? He told me that you could trade yourself up in the 90s. What you gonna do when you can't say no? When you feel such a show, man, I really need to know. And how you gonna act? How you gonna handle that? What you gonna do when she wants you back?
Hey, everybody, I'm back. It's Trey Crooks, and you are now listening to Bad Advice. I was just trying to use those headphones that my best friend got me. Hey, best friend. But they're just so tight on my ears, and like I can barely hear myself. And I like, you know, to hear myself speak. That's why I got a podcast. I like to hear myself speak. But let's get to these stories. I feel like this episode is going to be really long, so I'm just going to hop right onto it with the bullshit. I ain't want to gossip, but Adrian Bailon, the former member of 3LW, had her, I guess, former member, if you guys remember, 3LW had a couple of hit songs like Players Are Gonna Play and Haters Are Gonna Hate. What was the other one? Oh, I'm Getting a Little Tired, You're Breaking Promises, you know, the Keeley Williams girl with the lisp and Adrian Bailon. So Adrian Bailon, she's on the reel. Excited for her, you know, with Tia Maury or Tamara Maury or one of the Maury sisters. I think the one who's married to white man. But she's on the reel with those girls, and Power, Naturi, she is, I guess, one of the girls who was killed off the, if you haven't seen Power, I don't watch Power. So I guess last week they killed off her character, Rutini or somebody, I guess. R.I.P. But congratulations, Queen, for being pregnant and having your first child, I believe, maybe, hopefully. I don't know. If not, congratulations on the beautiful baby that you're going to have. But if you don't remember the group, they had a falling out. You know, there was a lot of controversy backstage and back, you know, behind closed doors saying, you know, the good singer is the, you know, dark-skinned one. And it was always the dark-skinned, light-skinned complexion or whatever. So they made Adrian Bailon the lead singer, and you know, sometimes Keeley the lead singer. They never made Naturi her like the lead singer at all of anything, but she had the best vocals. They always put her in the back. They were like, well, girl, you know, you ain't even that cute as the rest of these girls, these light skinned girls. So, boom, strike one. I'll be all ready to fight. I guess another time they were like picking on her or something. The other two girls, Keeley and Homegirl, Keeley and Adrian. And, oh my God, apparently they threw, like, Popeye's chicken at her, burned her little skin off her face, and threw, like, macaroni, and, you know, called her all kinds of names, you know, they was cussing each other out, and they kicked her out the group after that, and then, you know, after that, the other two girls became Cheetah Girls until, well, I'm gonna get to it. But, so, after the whole, you know, feud or whatever, they have never just spoken to each other at all or whatever. Until I believe like a couple of years ago, Adrian was saying in on her show when they invited Naturi or whatever, and I don't know why I say whatever after her name. That's real shady, Naturi, because I just can't say her name. I feel like I'm gonna fuck it up, like saying like Naruto or like something dumb or anime-ish. But what did she say? She said, okay. Adrian apologized on the show to Naturi. Again, apparently they apologized to each other beforehand on like another show or whatever. Not on a show, but like behind closed doors. At like a thing that Naturi was getting. And Adrian wanted to do it in public so everybody knows that, you know, get off her back. Quit thinking that mean this girl is trying to fight each other. They're trying to move past the situation. So excited for those two, but apparently Keeley's guardian older sister, or guardian slash older sister, slash manager, Keeley Williams, the one who, you know, the sex is spectacular, that girl. She has some words on Twitter about, you know, Naturi and Adrian's makeup. I guess, you know, she don't want no girl power. No, she said it's all fake. She tweeted a bunch of stuff. Her name is like T.S.E. Williams. I'm assuming, like I said, of course, I think she's related to Keeley. They're saying that's her old sister and guardian. That's weird. But I'm not going to dig too much into that crazy girl's life. But she, one of her tweets was like, what exactly did we do to Naturi Naughton? What is she apologizing for? We put you on. You spent years talking trash about us. Like, these tweets. This is like, that was one tweet. I don't know why I broke it up to like 50 other things. Because I don't know how to use Twitter. I'm old. there was one talking about the reason why the two girls got kicked off. The reason why two girls stopped doing what they were doing and, you know, roaming the world. Because Adrian had nude pics leaked. She said that Adrian was the first Black China was robbing Rob Kardashian, robbing carbs. He needs to not rob no more carbs. And then they say, this girl, I don't know why she was going in on Adrian, because she was like, I guess Adrian was sleeping with a made man behind everyone's back for years. And she blew up. And somebody commented underneath and was like, why are you so mad about something that happened like 13 years ago, girl? And she was like, well, I guess I'm just mad. She was just trolling for no fucking reason. I guess she was mad because Naturi was always talking shit and everybody took the high road. But now, you know, Naturi's finally taking the high road. Now you want to talk shit. It's just, whoever you are, madam, good day. Mama Beyonce is looking like Miss Thickum Snickums, like thicker than a snicker kind of girl. Like, she is, this baby weight looks really good on her. I love that little red dress that she had. It was real tacky, but it looks good. She filled that dress out so well. It was beautiful. I just can't not get enough. I just can't wait to see them twins again, but a little bit older. I just want to see one got the little Beyonce brow, like I've been asking for and praying about every night. Speaking about insecurity, if you guys have not caught up on it, please skip ahead. Just kidding. You don't have to skip it because I didn't watch it. I'm just kidding. No, I did. But Molly, how y'all feel about Molly? Like, if y'all was in that predicament, if y'all don't know, Molly is in a predicament. Well, she wasn't. She's now in a predicament, I guess. Her childhood friend is saying that, you know, him and his wife, even though Molly's friends with the wife too as well, and weirdly they kind of look similar, but he's saying they have an open marriage and it's okay for them to, you know, mess around. Molly played it off so smooth and said, no, I'm good, I don't need no man, I'm strong. I was like, you go, Molly. I was rooting for the bitch. I was like, yes. I was so happy for Molly until a couple of things happened with Molly. She went to her her parents' vow renewal, beautiful ceremony. I'm having one. Whoever I'm marrying, I'm going to marry. We're going to do a couple of vow renewals every 2 or 5 years, maybe, or every year if we have the money. But you know, you have those aunts that come up, and you know, they're always gossiping about your family members, especially about the family member that's not related to them legally. Yeah, I know. The two aunts come up and it was just like, yeah, you know, I'm surprised they made it past 5 years, you know, let alone 35 years. And they said, why you say that? Molly said. She said, oh, well, you know, what he put my sister through. I guess, you know, bringing up that Molly's dad cheated on Molly's mom. And she was always having these dates and putting these men on the same pedestal as her father, saying she wants to find a relationship like her parents, and knowing damn well your parents' relationship is not black and white like that. You know, it's not, everybody keeps saying, you know, they want their families, their parents' relationship, until, you know, you really look at their relationship and realize that it is just like everybody else's relationship. They just made it day by day. You thinking it's easy peasy lemon squeezies, but it's difficult, difficult, lemon difficult. And to add salt to the wound. Everybody knew but Molly. So when she found out, she blew up. Even though she probably would have blown up if she would have found out like 5 years into her parents' marriage, I guess. I don't know. That was weird. Like, I get why she was upset and all that stuff, you know? But people mess up. Even your parents. I know your parents are like supposed to be like perfect, but not every relationship is that perfect. I went through a time period like that, but I didn't get crazy when I found out, like, crazy stuff when I was finding out. Even though it wasn't even that crazy, but, like, it wasn't Molly crazy, but it was just, like, stuff that makes you, like, want to turn and look at your parents, like, girl, like, get it together, both y'all. Like, but whatever. Like, she blew up. That's why they didn't tell her. She just blew up way too fast and for no reason. They're having a 35th. Annual vow renewal or whatever they're doing or whatever. Like, they already went through the hardship. They worked it out. Your mother was fine afterwards. She worked it out. Not all this, you don't have to leave them every time they cheat on you. You know, sometimes it is a mistake. Well, sometimes they know better afterwards. A mistake. You can't mistakenly cheat on somebody unless they have a twin. Weirdos. After Molly had that meltdown and then she ends up fucking Dro afterwards, I was like, Molly, I was like right here. We was like inclining up to like paradise. And then like you took a detour and we went right back to hell. Like, girl, what the fuck, Molly? Like, even though Dro is cute, them teeth I could deal without, I guess, or deal with. But, you know, he's weird. He's goofy looking. That's why he's cute. And he's like 6'8 or some tall ass nigga. I don't know. But he fine to me since he's 6'8. Just kidding. Or am I? Issa is still having her hotation. That is interesting. I'm glad that she's fucking homeboy. Daniel, I think his name. Yeah, fucking Daniel. But Issa, get together. Why would you try to take a dirty video? Like a nude in your bathroom at work on a Saturday that you came in for free. You know, people don't got no respect for you when you come in for free on a Saturday and you in the bathroom trying to take nudes. Why don't you go into a stall, girl? That shit had me dying. I was like, oh my God. Like, what would you do that? And then she like sent it to Neighbor Bay, and Neighbor Bay is homeboy from Victoria's, Leon or whoever. I think his real name is like Leon Tillman or something like that. Or that's somebody else. I think I'm giving out shout-outs to somebody else. I should look it up, but I'm being lazy. But he's cool. His hair was shaped a little weird, but he's actually kind of cute when you, like, don't feel like driving. You just want a quickie. So, that's fine. Lawrence keeps getting played by these girls. And I feel like he's going to get played by his coworkers. They're going to steal his app since he had to go to jury duty. I feel like they're going to steal his app idea because it's the same day, ironically, that they have to present it. So they're going to steal that damn app. Because remember he was drunk and he was talking about the app. And I was like, girl, don't do it. Don't do it. You're saying too much. I have to stop myself sometimes when I'm talking to dudes about my ideas because I'm like, ooh. Especially now here living in L.A. People like to steal things. What else happened in that dumbass show? Because that had me. I love that show so much. I just wish it was like 3 hours long. Maybe not that long, but like longer than 25 minutes. A Raleigh man is in jail facing child abuse charges for allegedly leaving his 5 children under age 8 at home alone all day on Tuesday. The man's name is Victor Alonzo. King. Victor Alonzo King. Okay. Victor Alonzo King. This story is heavy. If you haven't heard this story, you guys gotta look it up. This man has 5 kids in the ages of 8, 7, 5, 3, and 1. And he left those kids at home to go to work because he has to support him and his wife who has stage 4 cancer. Come to find out, that came out a little bit later. So she can't do anything apparently. And he couldn't get a sitter, or the story said that he told his neighbor to watch the kids and the neighbor just left. So I would probably want to find a neighbor and whoop his ass for leaving me in a situation like that or whatever. I feel bad because, like, he shouldn't be in jail for as long as he was, for that high of a bail. Wasn't it like $25,000 for his bond? Like, damn, like, and then they was trying to lower it down, but I guess he had, like, another charge, like, a child abuse charge, like, back in the day or something like that. I want to find out what that was about, but, yeah, so, they made a GoFundMe, page. They got him out. A couple of people that heard his story got him out. It's just weird because he's trying to do right with his family by going, because he was saying that he needs to get out of jail to go to work to pay bills, because he's a sole supporter of his family, and he has 5 kids and a sick wife. Like, he's trying his hardest. He is not, well, hopefully catching a break now, because somebody paid his bond, thank God. How they found out was the neighbors or whoever saying that he left, is the second time he left the kids alone. Second day in a row he left his kids alone. At home by themselves or whatever. I honestly, like, when I was 8, I think I was home by myself. No, I had an older brother. He was about, like, 10. But, like, there were some times I was home by myself. But I don't think I could be home by myself with a 1-year-old. Like, hopefully the 8-year-old is probably, he or she is probably mature enough to, like, handle the 1-year-old, but that's a little too soon to be leaving with some children. A 1-year-old, I could, if he only had, like, the 4, and he maybe left at 3-year-old, that's, like, I guess decent, but I don't know. Kids, they mature fast. I'm not mature at all, so I was gonna lie to y'all, but I won't. Not today. I just feel bad because this man is 30 years old. 30. And he's trying to support. He is trying to stay afloat. And just is struggling. So if you guys can, definitely donate. I sure did. Even though I don't have that much to donate, I put in a couple of... I'm going to put in the bio too. So you guys can get on his GoFundMe and donate. And I'll make sure it's the right one, because I don't want y'all to be scammed. Because apparently I'm prone to be scammed all the time. So I will double check for everybody. But hopefully they get it together. Hopefully somebody will find it. I said, oh yeah, the 911 call. How did I get off track? The 911 call from the neighbor saying that this is the second time leaving him alone. And she offered, I guess the neighbor offered to find somebody to babysit for the kids or whatever, and they refused help. He refused help. But, like, of course he refused help. A black man's pride is one thing. Like, he's not going to ask for help until he really damn needs it. And he really damn needs it. Like, literally takes a village to raise kids, and you have 5 of them, and you're trying to handle this by yourself. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but you're going to struggle. So good luck to you, and hope everything works out. Now let's move to our next segment called Bad Advice, and well, I got a couple of stories for you, everybody. Okay, so let's start with the one that's on my heart right now. Where am I? I am in L.A., everybody. I'm finally in L.A. I'm staying with my cousin. Hey, Brittany. And I'm excited. I'm going to L.A. Film. I'm excited. The school is really cool. It's nice. I'm just... There's not many words that I can say about that school that fits into the category of how great it is. Like, I really enjoy being at that school. I feel like I'm established and stuff. You know, I didn't do nothing. I did a little film project. You guys get to see later on. So, I did a little film project today and, you know, finished this up. It's weird because I'm in class with a bunch of other people, and, like, everybody's like pretty much like kind of younger than me, but they look older. But it's cool-ish. They're like half the class, like a good half of the class, are like up to date with their stuff. Like, they know how, like, they know, like, silent films, because we're doing a history of film right now. So they're doing, like, silent films and racist movies and, you know, Lily White Women, you know, being a damsel in distress, you know, before all this other great movies happened or whatever. There was one of these boring-ass movies that we've been watching, and they've been breaking them down and explaining, like, you know, what did you see? What did you, you know, what came from this bill? You know, analyzing it. So everybody on that side of the classroom, there's probably like a good like 12 of us on like where I sit at in the far right or whatever that like don't participate. But the rest of them, everybody, like all 30 of the niggas participate or whatever. Well, not 30, but the good chunk be participating. It's always the same five fucking people. Like, no offense. Like, they all seem so cool. Don't get me wrong. They all seem cool. But every time we watch a movie, I don't get nothing. What's going on? I have to look on Wikipedia every time, like, what is this movie about? And I have to look it up and be like, okay, now I kind of get it. But I never catch it or something. Maybe it's not grasping my attention. But everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's just how, you know, your life has been studied. And, you know, after the flowers blossom, I knew it meant that he meant a new life. You're like, girl, how did you get that? Like, what is black and white and barely visible? Like, what was that? So they are over there just having this good old conversation, and me and these other 12 people looking at each other like, girl, like, when is this going to be over? Like, not, well, when this segment is going to be over. Like, I want to see something fun, something cool. Like, I'm tired watching these racist-ass movies. I'm saying racist-ass movie because when I got there, I cracked a fucking joke about this one of these racist movies called White Dog, that it was a white dog killing black people. Did you see why I keep saying racist movie? So and it was, like, banned, and, you know, they didn't have funding for it because they didn't want that movie put out or whatever. So we were supposed to ask the guy who made the movie, his daughter came by, and we were supposed to ask her questions and shit or whatever. And I was like, that's cool. I'm going to ask you some questions. Everybody asked her questions. Well, the same five people asked her questions. It was, like, this one guy, black guy. He's kind of cute, but, like, he's, like, real, like, athletic-looking. Very athletic looking, but just always like got to talk smack. Like, always talking smack. We had this blonde girl. She's adorable. I like how she dresses, but you know, she got answers for everything. The other girl, like, you know, the rest of them niggas. There's one girl that sits behind me that she's not in part of that crew, but I swear she's a little evil. I don't know. She's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Beautiful girl, but I see in her eyes, I see nothing but evil, but I'll come back to her. Yeah, so they be like break, like that. Okay, so she's like answering questions or whatever about the dog. Oh, about, not the dog, but about all the other movies or whatever they're doing. And we had like probably like 4 minutes until we had to leave. And I know everybody was itching and like looking at the door. And I'm like, she already like told me I was next. So I'm like, well, I might as well like ask her one question. So I had two questions and I was trying to be funny. So I was like, so did you keep the racist dog? And nobody laughed, everybody. Nobody laughed. No one laughed. I was so hurt. I was giving up comedy. I was like, you know what? No. So the week after, we got into small groups to talk about another boring-ass movie that I was not paying attention to, about North of the Nanook or something like that or whatever. I mean, it wasn't that bad of a movie, but it was just like, girl, another, like, and then, like, the class, the half of the class that, like, gave a shit, they were calling the movie, like, appropriation. They don't know anything about the Indians that lived in, you know, Quebec and all this other stuff. It was just, it was, the natives that live in Quebec, I'm sorry, natives that live in Quebec. And it was a lot to handle. And we had this one guy, white guy in the group, funny guy. I think his name is Cameron, I think. Funny guy. He was like, they just taking all the joy out of it. Why are they gotta be about race? And he's in a group of four other black people. We look at each other like, this ain't the group you should be in to talk about that. Not this one. Like, because I will put you right in your place. But that was, you know, all like that class is like, class is lit. It's cool. And I made friends finally yesterday. Obviously, it was yesterday when we did little groups. And, you know, I met a guy. His name is Matthew. I met a guy that sounds like I'm dating him already. No, he's cool people's friends. So, Matthew, Jordan, We smoke together sometimes. Tyra and Cameron. That was my group. And we were the Wolves. I named them. Nobody, everybody was like, why y'all get a name? Because we cool as fuck. That's why.
How?
Learn your place and mind your business. So the dilemma in my whole education thing right now is I want to be out there. I want to network. I'm trying to network, but like, I feel like I have a mean face and people don't want to talk to me. Nobody comes up and talks to me at all. Not in clubs, not walking down a street, not at like a free clinic or something. Like, nobody talks to me. Like, I have to, maybe I'm just going to start approaching niggas, like start approaching people and just be weird, I guess. I don't know. That's how you network, I guess. But, I guess that's my dilemma. I need to learn how to network and talk to people randomly and just on the spare and just, you know, do more speeches in public and in front of people. Even though I don't have a problem talking in front of people because I did that for my group project. I did most of speaking and it was great because they laughed at those jokes. So I came back, y'all. I was funny. I is funny. I was cracking jokes left and right and I laughed at every one of them damn jokes. So got those bitches right together. So keep trying, y'all. Don't ever give up on your dreams to be a class clown. That's my advice to you niggas. It's time for Messy Moments. Today's Messiest Moments is brought to you by Shade, and I have tons to give out. Let's start with this is an old problem, it's an old thing that happened. I had a friend, she's friends still, her name will be anonymous, let's just say, but let's call her Martha. I have a friend, Martha, and we was having a conversation. I was at work, my caregiving job or whatever, having a conversation about mental health. And, you know, she was saying her friend had mental health, like, you know, was telling me about his mental health issues or whatever. And if you guys don't know, well, you guys do know because I talk about it constantly, but, you know, I'm an advocate for, like, especially young Black boys with, you know, mental health issues or young Black boys with, you know, in like mental illness or anything, like something like depression and anxiety, because that gets to everybody. But we can't speak about it because if we do, we're weak. So pretty much I gave her that whole spiel or whatever. And I told her that, you know, I don't take them anymore, but like I used to take antidepressants and like stuff to help me sleep, let's just say. At night, because I get really depressed and it's get weird. Okay, anyway, so I was, you know, telling her all that or whatever, and she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, you know, I kind of figured that, you know, that Marco, you know, had like a mental health problem or whatever. Like, I saw that a little bit because he wasn't like the most well put together kid, even though the most well put together person could be having crippling anxiety at all times. But I'm just saying, like, it was just like one of those, like, well, I wasn't too surprised to find out kind of things or whatever. And especially like the group of friends that she hangs out with, majority of those niggas that she tell me, well, she only tell me the bad stories, so that might be on her, but majority of those stories are like real crazy, like dramatic feel, like trauma feel stories. Like, everybody in that group has something traumatic happen to them. So the bond that they share is crazy, and like, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So I figure everybody in that group has like maybe something, you know. And I even told her, I said, you know, you should definitely take a look out for something, you know, if you do have it. Like, you know, things that I take a look out for myself is like, you know, do you always feel low? Do you always feel like, you know, everybody's attacking you? Do you always feel, what else did I tell her? I told her, like, you know, a couple other things. Like, how do you feel when you do this and blah, blah, blah. Like, do you feel like, you know, there's nothing else around here? And mind you, a couple of weeks, not even like a month, a couple of weeks beforehand, we were talking about we were living a struggling life, how we didn't have a job and blah, blah. And we finally, like, you know, got where we was, like, wanted to get to go, like, wanted to go to or whatever. And like now she, I'm gonna get back to the story. So she's like, "You think I got something?" Blah, blah, blah. I was like, "Well, you know, you could, you know, but this is the things you look out for." And she, we got the phone because I had to go back to work because I was shamming, obviously. And she sends me a message talking about, "Oh, well, I think it's crazy you think that I have something or whatever." And she's saying it like it's like an STD or something like that or whatever. And I'm like, "Girl, what are you talking about? I'm just saying, just look out for these things. If you don't have these things that you, I'm saying you look out for, you don't have it. Like, it's point blank, like point blank. And simple." Where the fuck is her name? Because I said Martha and now I'm confused. JK, found it. She told me to call her and explain it again. And I called her and I explained it again. I said, "If you don't have it, I'm not telling you that you have anything. Like, I'm not a doctor. Like, why are you taking my word, like, so serious right now?" And she was just like, "Oh my God, like, oh, you just saying this because you, I don't get it, blah, blah." I was like, "You know what, I have to go, ooh. Martha, I have to go back into work." So she sends me like this message talking about, "I'm home now. I know you don't recognize how you came off." Because she did say I came off saying, like, you know, I was telling her that she has this. And I was like, "Well, I'm not telling you that. I'm sorry that you heard it like that." Even though that's not an apology. That is not an apology. And I even stopped. I said, "I'm sorry." And I stopped like that. And she's like, "Okay, well," I was like, "Well, I'm saying I'm sorry because I know I didn't, that's not what I wanted to say. That's not what I wanted to come across. Words mean things, and, you know, I take that to heart." So I tried to explain my best ability, but she was not having it or whatever. And she goes, if I was mad, you would have known I was mad." I was like, "I clearly don't know you." She goes, "You clearly don't know me." I was like, "That is fine, girl." So we got off the phone, and she texted me this whole thing and was like, "I don't know if I, you know, said something to you that triggered anything. I don't know if it was something about Marco or Paul or whatever that made you feel some type of way towards me, or, you know, make you think, you know, if you need somebody in your corner, you know, you don't have to bring me it down like you, blah, blah, blah." And I'm just thinking to myself, like, "Girl, what are you talking about?" So pretty much she was saying that I'm so lonely that I need to put her in the same category as me so I won't feel as lonely. And that's just, I'm going through an episode, and, you know, if I need somebody to talk to, I can talk to her. Like, being real patronizing and, like, really difficult to even, like, communicate to. So when people are like that, I just send them, like, the okay girl message, and that is just LOL, okay girl. And if you keep going, I'm just going to, because she kept going, I'm just going to put the laughing emoji, okay girl. She kept going. She's like, "Well, I'm being upfront, you can't deal with it," and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, "Deal with that." I want to respond back, like, "Deal with what? We already discussed about it, and I even told you what I meant, and you still don't understand. So I'm not going to keep explaining something to you that you refuse to understand, because it was easy. It was point blank, period, easy what I said to her." And she was like, being weird. So I was like, "Okay, cool, whatever." And she was like, "Thanks for the screenshots." I was like, "Okay, girl." So pretty much she kept talking to me and saying, like, really slick shit to me. You know, "Would you be offended if I called your parents or whatever? Because you're, you know, showing signs that, you know, I'm really worried about you as a friend." And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "As a friend, you won't bash somebody's, like, mental health. As a friend, you won't take this as a joke." Or even though she might even take it as a joke, you need to check yourself before you get read for fucking filth. I had to block her, and I mean block her on Facebook. I think I unblocked her recently, but I have no desire to even befriend this girl. Don't get me wrong, like, we were, like, really close, were really cool, but now I'm kind of understanding maybe the real reason why her friend left her, famous friend, I guess, quote unquote, or whatever, stopped talking to her, because she's wilding right now. And maybe it's just that, you know, once a year kind of thing, like, not once a year, but like once every 5 years, she becomes crazy or something. I don't know, whatever. But props to you, mama. That's all I can say. And my last messy moment, it's about a boy. I'm just going to call him Louie. It's about a boy named Louie. And I don't know if you guys heard his story. And this is a really basic bitch-ass story. And I probably said it once upon on a recent episode or whatever. About a guy I met, you know, in South Carolina when I was there. And how, you know, we, like, hit it off. He was supposed to move down to L.A. with me and blah, blah, blah. And things didn't work out. And I ended up buying two plane tickets. Well, okay. I bought two plane tickets, but they were both for me, because one plane ticket had the wrong date and I had to go rebuy another fucking plane ticket, because when they refunded me, Delta. So I was like already pissed or whatever, and we was like, you know, still talking when I was in, you know, Monterey, when I was staying with my homegirl. And after like a week of talking, he was just like, well, I don't think I'm moving to LA anymore. I think I'm going to be moving to like Texas or, you know, maybe Atlanta or something like that. I was like, well, should we still talk? He goes, well, I don't want to hold you back from anybody over there. I'm just like, if I like, to be honest, y'all, if I like you, there's nobody else I want to be with. And I'm talking about like you. And that's like the basic form of like liking somebody. I'm talking about just regular. I'm not saying love. If I was in love with you, no, like you, I just want to, you know, be around you. I want to talk to you. Even if we just start that whole puppy love, the beginning thing, that's the best part. Why you want to like push that away? I know you don't want to get tired of the person too quick, but at the same time, don't fight the feeling. But whatever, that was a long rant for no reason. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But I remember we had a conversation before. So we stopped talking. Like, he kind of, like, you know, told me not to talk to him. Well, not he didn't tell me that, but, like, I took the hint. So I kind of, like, you know, just kind of ignored it or whatever. I was hurt because I really did like him. I really did. I thought he was a really good guy. Thought he was a really good guy. Till I came to the school I went to, and he, like, the week before... Like, not the week before, the day before I started school or whatever, he sends me a message talking about, hey, I'm going to be in L.A. I'm moving to L.A. next week or something like that or whatever, and I'll be there. I hope, you know, see you there. And this, and I'm, like, real surprised because I'm like, well, I'll see you if you do be here next week or whatever. So he didn't tell me what date next week. So I'm at school, and I remember there's this guy that I knew in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when I was in the Army, that we used to mess each other on Grindr all the time. And I was like, we always mess each other like funny stuff. There's never nothing like really like gross, I don't think. I don't remember. Probably. But no, it actually probably wasn't anything gross. He's a cute guy, but I think I was like dealing with somebody. I think I was dealing with Tremaine at the time. And RIP, if I found that story out being sad. But so I saw him online and I was like, oh my God, you're like right next to me. He was like, yeah, I go to, you know, the same, I go to the school that he said the school's name. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I go to that school too. He goes, yeah, where are you at? I think you walked by me. So he came back around and, you know, we like hugged and hung out outside for a minute. And I was like, oh my God, I remember you, because I remember his face on Louie's page on Facebook when it was Facebook friends or whatever. Because I found out he unfriended me that time we stopped talking or whatever, because he said it was too hard to move on because I keep posting good-looking pictures. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say nothing like that. But but he said he just deleted me because he was, it was, I guess, too hard or whatever. But so I remember asking Louie about him because I remember seeing him on his Facebook. And I said, hey, how do you know him? He said, oh, that's my first friend I had down in LA. I was like, first friend? And I made sure I asked this question. I said, just friends? Because I don't want to be caught in between anything crazy, even though that's before me and after me or whoever. It has nothing to do with me. I just don't, you know, I don't be bombarded randomly when I come up here and when I ask this dude, oh yeah, you know so-and-so? Because I did. I came up here and I asked the dude. I said, do you know Louis? He brushed it off. The next day, we hung out. We got a little bit drunk or whatever. And so I was like, well, this is my opportunity to ask again to see what was the holdup. I said, do you know Louie? I keep fucking this up. Do you know Louie? I was like, and he was like, oh, yeah. How do you know him? Let me guess, y'all dated. I was like, shit. How did he know? Even though I was being played. But I was like, huh, really? I was like, yeah, I did date him-ish, I guess, if you can call that. And he was like, yeah, well, and he kind of like shrugged off. I was like, so did y'all date? He goes, well, I guess you could say so. We got to a point that we was like, you know, call each other boyfriends and blah, blah, blah. And then he would stay at my house. He introduced me to his brother. I'm like, oh my God, this nigga's introducing people to his brother and stuff. Like, this nigga was DL for sure when I was talking to him. I mean, like, DL for sure, but dumb me, believing it, of course. Why would you, how are you DL and your face pictures on jacked, duh. So He goes, yeah, we was doing it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that is the oddest thing. He was like, why? I was like, because he's coming down here. And he goes, yeah, on the 17th. I was like, how do you know the day? He goes, yeah, he told me. We still kind of talk. I was like, talk? Like in what? He goes, like, you know, chit-chat. He goes, when did you guys start talking? I was like, around May. And they was like, he was talking to him around May, talking about moving back to L.A., being with him. And I'd be damned if he was trying to circulate between us two. Because if I would have found out, there would have been a missing Louis. So, pretty much he was telling me, like, oh, well, does he, you know, like going hiking? And does he like hanging in his car? And, you know, you guys do little cute little road trips and little pit stops. And, well, you know, saying the same stuff that he used to do with me. And, you know, going walks to the parks and stuff like that. And I'm looking real dumb with egg on my fucking face. Like, okay, all right. Like, it's just, it made me mad thinking about it. So I'm like, okay, cool. And in my head, I'm like, don't text him. Don't text him because it's bogus. And we was on our way to go see Girls Trip. So I sat down, leaned back in my chair, and I was like, oh, let me text him. So I text him. And I was like, so what are you doing? He goes, oh, nothing. What are you doing? I was like, I'm hanging with your friend Ryan. He goes, oh, cool. What are y'all talking about? I was like, you. He goes, oh, hopefully good things. I was like, I'll talk to you when I get back from the movies or whatever. So I got back from the movies, and I text him. And I said, so is it true that you guys blah, blah, blah? He goes, what did he tell you? First of all, nigga, that's a fuckboy move. What did he tell you? Nigga, I just asked you a question. Answer it. Is it true or is it not true? So, boom, that was a strike. And he was like, oh, well, I was like, he said, y'all dated. He goes, well, we're just friends. I was like, y'all didn't date. He goes, it was like before you. I was like, were y'all talking the time that we were talking or whatever? Like, and he was like, didn't say anything at all. So I texted him his long message. Well, not even a long. It was like a good, like, two sentences. I'm going to say a long message. It was like two sentences talking about, and it probably run on sentences. Hey, what the fuck did I say to him? I said, he already told me this story, that you guys were talking and blah, 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 dating, and you are not telling the truth. And I sat there and I asked you why, you know, if you guys ever dated for this reason right here. I asked your dumbass. I said, did y'all even mess around? Did y'all date or whatever? So I don't have to come up here and be bombarded. I had to come all the way up here and run into the nigga to find out the fucking truth. Like, when they tell you the truth, it always comes out. The truth always comes out. So here I am. And the next week later, he goes, well, the Ryan dude was like, oh, you could have him. I'm like, girl, I don't want him. He's trash or whatever. So I sent him that message or whatever. And Louie didn't message me back until like 4 days later on his way down here talking about, I think you got it confused or whatever. I got the facts confused. He wouldn't tell me what facts I got confused, because the thing I got confused was him being a nice guy. And I told him, I said, I'm off like the high of insecure. So I'm like, you are a fuckboy. I was like, no, you're worse than a fuckboy. You're a fuckboy who thinks he's a nice guy. And he was so upset. Not really. He wasn't even that upset. He was just like, what? Damn, okay. I hope we're still good. I was like, I have nothing. Honestly, like, I don't hate you. I don't have nothing, like, nothing for you at all. But I don't wish you well. I don't wish you the best. I don't wish you nothing at all. To be honest, I kind of wish him the worst, but that's wrong of me to do. I wish him nothing, because he don't need none of my wishes. Name the worst ones. So, and then, like, I saw him, like, a couple of, like, I think today, and on Jacked. He's here in L.A., so I'm, like, really over it, because obviously we're going to end up talking to probably the same guy, maybe. Or it's going to be one of those awkward, like, well, I'm going to, like, hang out with him, and then I'm going to hang with you and see who. Because the circle is always small. So I'm just going to keep to myself, or, well, not keep to myself. I'm just going to date around, like I've always been doing. Of course. So that's pretty much it for that. Oh, and I saw his, like, Jack profile. Why on his thing? Gag of, like, biggest hypocrite of them all. He goes, make sure you have a face profile, because that DL shit ain't cool. But you was DL when I met you, quote unquote. So I'm like a 12-year-old girl, obviously. I get fooled easily. I just don't. Honestly, I give people I trust everybody when I first meet them, because you have nothing to lie to me about. I do trust everybody when I first meet them. And then when like the trust is betrayed, it just makes me look at you like you really wasn't shit. But moving on to bigger and better things, I just know that you are going to get yours. And I'm going to get mine. And hopefully that comes with good karma or something. Hopefully. But please, you guys, this is bad advice. I'm Trey Crooks. Please subscribe to my YouTube, Trey Crooks, Crooksy TV. Please follow me on Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. I'll be back again on the same time. Please email the show if you guys have any questions. If you guys want me to ask any questions, if you guys want to just have something to say, you know, want to just read somebody, maybe, like, you know, throw shade at somebody. If you even have a messy moment you want me to read out loud, send it to badadvice1821@gmail.com. Badadvice1821@gmail.com. And I am out. Hopefully you guys have a great rest of your whack-ass day. And I'm going to have a great California high-ass day like I'm supposed to. So, love y'all. And make sure you subscribe to the Jenner Face and the Kardashian Dumper.